Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello, Diamond Effect leaders. Welcome to episode 132. I think that for the past few episodes, I beat the subject of strategy enough, at least for now. So I thought that for this week, we'll switch gears a little bit and we'll talk about habits, how to establish good habits that can serve you and how to have them stick not only for a month or 2 or 6 months, but forever, and then be able to build up on it. A big part of what I'm all about as a business coach is helping my clients to establish a few key high-performance habits in their business in order for them to successfully implement and execute the strategies and actions we decide on and I help them decide on. Because I truly believe that what James Clear said in his book Atomic Habits, it's true, meaning that even if you set big, hairy, and audacious goals, you don't rise up to them. They don't motivate you enough to achieve them long term, because as you go and implement, you fall to the level of your systems. Meaning long-term success truly depends in majority on your systems as far as your business operations go and your habits as far as your personal operations go as the CEO of your business. So the big part of what I teach my clients when I help them is to not only establish certain key high-performance habits in their day-to-day of running of the business, but also learn how to do that. Because the thing is, once you know how to do it, you can do it in any area of your life. So I don't teach my clients how to go to the gym and stick with it. But once they know how to establish, let's say, a weekly planning routine and habit that I teach them, and they see the benefits and they know exactly the mechanics of how that works, they can go and then on their own apply it to the gym or eating healthy or whatever else they want to accomplish in their personal life. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to brag a little bit, because recently a couple of my clients were just so grateful for the benefits that they're already seeing in their personal life with the habits that we're establishing. And those are my relatively recent clients, right? They haven't worked with me for a very long time. So you can see that even when you establish high-performance habits in the beginning in a very small way, you see benefits. So for example, my client Gabrielle just this week told me, Maggie, even though the circumstantially not much changed in terms of the business being crazy and emergency coming up and then projects, you know, having challenges and in my personal life with my aging parents and so on, I feel happier in my life. I'm more motivated to get out of bed. I am more effective and I overall feel happier. And that's the benefit of having good systems, i.e. good habits in your day-to-day. Another client of mine who is in a group, in Diamond Effect group, also said, like, Maggie, she made a big change in her career as part of the coaching and another habit that I help my clients to establish. And she said that alone was worth all the money that I'm paying you for this. That one thing alone. So kudos for them. I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for them. And today I want to talk about establishing good habits. And I want to talk about it by sharing with you my journey and evolution of my morning routine. Okay, so you'll have an example how I've been doing that over actually a few years. Before I share my story, I will tell you about one biggest enemy of habits building and a habit sticking, I guess, and that is all or nothing thinking, which our primitive brain loves. It's either I get it perfect or there's no point of doing it at all, right? There's no point of exerting energy if I can't have a perfect results right away and I do it all perfectly right away. And that is not only the biggest enemy of habits, but in business is finding solutions, progressing in the business and so on. I'm not going to talk about it a lot here because I created a podcast episode about it and it's number 90, how to ditch all or nothing thinking. And it's a great podcast episode. I actually had somebody, a blogger, love this episode so much that they created a blog about it. And that was in 2023. And she just reached out to me not that long ago saying that this particular blog was one of her top 10 read blogs in 2023. So the episode is great. I'm going to refer you to it. Just go and listen. Episode 90 about all or nothing thinking. This is definitely a habit killer. So you want to get rid of it. And the episode will help you before you start building any habits. And why is it a habit killer? Because building habits effectively requires patience, requires small systematic steps, starting easy and small, being patient, repeating that over and over until that part of a habit becomes something that we just do, and then adding onto it. And through that process, sometimes there is moments where you got to figure out and change things, right? Because you might think that, let's say, going to the gym in the morning will be the best for you, and you try it and it doesn't really work. So then instead of ditching it altogether, you might need to switch the time. So there is some experimentation along the way as you establish the habit. That process, starting easy and simple, and then not being scared of experimenting, and then adding on progressively, is one of key components to my habit building method that I teach my clients, because it makes it easy and simple to stick, because it does give them results even short term. So it's not like, oh, only because I'm going to start easy and simple, I'm not going to see the results until my habit is fully built. No. Just like my client Sheila and Gabrielle, when you do it right, you actually see the results very quickly, within days sometimes within weeks. It just depends what you're trying to build. Then as you evolve that habit and as you build upon it, those results just start compounding even more. So throughout that process, as you see the positive results, it also builds your motivation and consistency. You want to keep going because you're seeing positive results. So now we're at the point where I'm going to illustrate that by sharing with you sort of the evolution of my morning routine from when I started, I think it was like almost 80 years ago, to what it is now. So before I became a high performer, before I even stepped on high performance journey, I was like maybe you are right now, going to work every day, having small kids, you know, juggling the demands of the job and raising small kids and the demands of having small child that sometimes has tantrums and takes longer to dress up than you would think so first thing in the morning, all those things. And I didn't have anything to support me in that journey. So what I was realizing was that I was getting throughout the week progressively more tired and progressively less patient with my kids. And as a mom who wants to be a good mom, I didn't like how that craziness of day to day was affecting me and how it was making me behave in front of my kids, especially when I was tired towards the end of the week. Thursday seemed to be the day where my patience was at minus 100. And if you know me, like my clients always tell me, Maggie, I can't believe you are not patient, or you don't think of yourself as a patient person, or you've never been, because you're so patient. I'm definitely way more patient than I used to be, but I still have that, I guess, self-concept of not being the most patient person in the world. So that situation was definitely my trigger to look for some solution. I did not like how I was parenting in some points. Not I didn't like all of it, but some points. And my kids were enough motivation for me to say, okay, things gotta change. And as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? So my first teacher on to some good habits was actually a book that I always recommend to anybody who is just starting, never meditated, never did anything. And maybe they're like me when they think, Maggie, I can't meditate. I'm thinking all the time. There's no way I can sit and not move, or sit and not think, and have all those misconceptions about meditation and mindfulness and so on. I was definitely one of those people when I started. And that book really put me on a path to high performance. So the book is called Mindfulness, an 8-week plan for finding peace in a frantic world by Mark Williams and Danny Penman. That 8 weeks took me, I think, 3 or 4 months for myself to go through. But one of the things that I took out of this book is the power of meditation. And the book comes with some guided meditations. And I did started doing them once a week on a Saturday, I remember, during the day. And just that created a big shift in how I felt throughout the week. And that was enough for me to want more. So I wasn't even doing any morning routines, but that was just the beginning. So I'm just giving you the backstory of how I started on the morning routine. So from there, the first small step towards my morning routine was to do a minute of some breathing exercises first thing after I woke up. That was it. That was my very first morning routine. It lasted a minute because at that time, that's the only time that I thought I had. I was still commuting 1 hour one way every day. My kids, again, were younger, so they needed more support and more time in the morning to get ready so we can drive them to daycare and things like that. So I thought I only had a minute, and I used that minute to do some deep breathing exercises. So that routine, combined with one meditation a week at random times, not even set times, whatever worked for me, was my routine for at least a year, if not two. I don't remember anymore. It's been way too long for my brain to actually remember that detail. But I stuck with it because I saw the power of it in my life. And then the next thing I added, once my kids gotten a little bit bigger and they didn't need all that support in the morning and they could dress up on their own or do little things on their own, at some point I added a 10-minute, 15-minute stretching exercises. And that actually came from my dance background. I used to dance throughout high school, a little bit in the primary school, in a Polish folk dance group, which was a lot of fun. And we, of course, in the beginning of every practice or rehearsal, we would stretch. So I was missing that. My body felt really tense and so on. So I remembered some of the stretching exercises we did, and I put together for myself a 10-minute routine to add that to the morning. So from going from 1 minute, my routine became somewhere between 10, 15 minutes. Again, first thing in the morning before I was getting ready, the kids, myself. And that lasted for another year or two. I stuck with it because it was simple, because it was easy, it worked for me, and again, I felt better every day. That routine was allowing me to handle my stressful and very demanding job much better, my body feel better even going into the day, and that was enough for me to continue. And again, 10-15 minutes, very gentle stretches, some breathing exercises, that's something that your brain won't resist as much as, let's say, trying to go to the gym for an hour and driving in the snow and working out hard when you're in pain the next day, right? That your brain will resist much more than what I'm talking about here. So the one component that I want to point out here is that I was adding onto my routine or shifting and changing my routine every time my life circumstances changed and allowed me for it or called for it. So third, let's say, iteration of my morning routine came when I decided to sign up for my MBA while I was working and also start my business while I was working. Now, I started my MBA first, so the change to the routine was really triggered by me wanting to do an MBA. So when I was exploring the demands of the school and what it would take for me to do it, how much time I needed to go through the lessons and learn and write and submit assignments, whatever they had, I realized that I would not do it in the evening because usually I was too tired. I didn't want to spend half of my Sunday or most of my weekends doing it either because I wanted to keep the weekends for rest and recharge, for time with the kids and quality time with the family. So I definitely wasn't willing to spend all weekends. I didn't mind like maybe morning on Saturdays. So that's why I decided to start getting up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning and spend 2 hours before my kids were getting up and before we were getting ready to do some school. And then as I added business to it, and I was also getting more effective and efficient in doing the school assignments and so on, because I figured out how to do it and I got, you know, just better at it. So ending up some business activities, I decided to do it in the morning. So then this way I was doing it Monday to Friday and then a little bit Saturday, Sunday morning, but then I had the whole weekend for myself. But I also, with the decision, modified my morning routine to add another chunk to it to help me go through my day with the same mindset and that I used to and feel better, even though I was adding sort of, if you think about it, more work to my day. So the thing that I added was actually a 10-minute guided meditation. So up to this point, I was doing only meditation still like once a week on a weekend. And I decided that because I was getting early and I had a couple of hours, I could spare 10 minutes to do a guided meditation right after my stretching. So if you think about it, only after a couple of years, my morning routine became about 20, 30 minutes long. And only because I created space for it, my life circumstances allowed for it, my kids were older, right? And also because of my decision of going to MBA and kind of deciding because of it to get up early. And then of course, adding meditation every day was grounding me and calming me down tremendously. My days were even better with that. And of course, I noticed that very quickly. I kept that for another couple of years, not changing at all. It took me 3 years to complete my MBA because I went easy. I went one course a quarter, just because I wanted to run my business at the same time and I didn't want to definitely overwhelm myself. So I knew that it would be 3 years before I graduated. For the first couple of years, my routine was that 20, 30 minutes breathing, stretching, and guided meditation. Then the circumstances changed again. So I'm just going to stress, because I can't stress this enough. As you see, sometimes you adjust your routines because you decide to change the circumstances in your life, or they just change because of life is life. What happened was COVID. Bonus for me during COVID is I stopped commuting an hour one way every day because we started working from home. So suddenly I had 2 hours, additional hours in my days. Now, I didn't add those 2 hours to my routine, but I added a little small piece to my routine because in the morning I had now an extra hour that I could use intentionally the way I wanted. So what I added was 10 minutes journaling to help me with my mindset and how I felt and how what I was thinking about the day. So out of the hour, let's say, that I had in the morning because I wasn't commuting, I just took out 10 minutes for me, and then the rest I poured into my family, right, to help my kids with the school and all the craziness that was going on during COVID. So at this point, my routine was about, let's say, 40, 45 minutes. Now, what I want to tell you is one thing that, because also people get tripped up of it and they're like, Maggie, but what if I don't get up at 4:30 a.m.? Or one of my recent clients told me, well, I read a 5 a.m. club book, but I'm not a morning person. I don't get up at 5 a.m. What then? Because sometimes when you read books like 5 a.m. Club, and don't get me wrong, it's a great book, or take some out-of-the-box sort of morning routine methods, they are trying to put you in their box that 90% of the time doesn't fit you, doesn't fit your lifestyle, doesn't fit who you are. And when you try to mold yourself into it, it might work for a day or two or 30 days if you take a challenge, but you're not going to be able to sustain it. When I work with my clients, what I tell them, no, you can have a morning grounding routine even at 10 a.m., so if you get up at 10, we'll figure out things for you that will work for you for your specific situation starting at 10. I'm not going to make you now to get up at 5 or 4:30 just because it works for me, because I'm the morning person. You want everything to work with how you live and lead your life and how you operate in your business. That's another prerequisite for effective and successful habit building. So then the last change that I implemented was when I became a full-time business owner. So when I graduated from my MBA, I left my corporate job. So I had those two big things out of my plate. I created a situation for myself when I have all the time in the world and I'm in full control of how I schedule it and so on. So yes, I could have said, okay, 4:30 sounds crazy and maybe I want to get up at 6 instead, but I still have kids that go to school that need to be woken up at 7 a.m. in the morning and, you know, just nudged every so often to keep getting ready so they don't miss the school bus and things like that. So I usually start my work day at 8 when they're gone. And I've gotten to love my time in the morning. So the quiet time when there's nobody there and I can do whatever I want. So I decided to keep it. I decided to still keep getting up at 4:30, but not anymore on the weekends. So I used to do it on the weekends too, because I had to still, you know, do my MBA and so on, but drop the weekends, but keep it Monday to Friday and use it more as fully me time. So no more school, no more business, because now I have a day to do it, but use it as me time. I kept what I've been doing, breathing, stretching, meditating, but I expanded my journaling routine to more advanced journaling and self-coaching that I usually teach my clients who are ready. So this is more extensive and it requires a little bit more knowledge with some basic habits before you go to that one. But this is what I expanded to. And the time that is left, I usually use for self-development. So whether I read or watch videos or things like that, or creative space. So when I have quiet and I can come up with ideas for podcasts or just my concepts and things like that. So I have that additional time and I love and cherish it fully. So as you can see, building a successful habit is simple. You just got to start small and simple. Be patient, be willing to experiment and add on to it and work within your life circumstances, right? Of course, it's so much easier for it to be organized and figuring out what works for you and what's not when you learn from somebody who already has a method and a system that can be adapted to your life, right? Who already has a process that's been proven over and over, not only on me, because with that, of course, I have more than just my morning routine as habits, but there is four key habits that I teach my clients, again, adjusted to their life to become highly performing CEOs, because it definitely takes you less time to do it and have it stick. You avoid a lot of frustration and you prevent yourself from quitting when you have a coach like myself helping you to stick with it week after week after week until it just becomes who you are, until it becomes second nature. And then you're able to take it and apply it to any area of your life. Come and join me. Work with me one-on-one or in group. It all depends where your business is. It starts first by applying and scheduling a free initial consultation with me. As usual, I'll leave a link to my calendar in the show notes, and I hope to talk to you soon. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.